It's time for Inside the MFL, the official sports talk radio show of the Minor Football League. Football fans, this show is for you as we bring you the most up-to-date information from the league's 32 franchises across the country. It's time to get Inside the MFL with your host, Richard Miles Sr.
Welcome to another edition of Inside the MFL. I'm your host, Dr. Richard Miles Sr., CEO, chairman, and founder of the Minor Football League. The Minor Football League is the laboratory of change. And when I say that, what we mean by that, we want to bring former players from the field to the front office. We want to give people an opportunity to make the playing field level as far as our internship. Right now, MFL Nation, we got a surprise. We broadcasting here live. This is a nice Saturday morning here in Washington, D.C., in our nation capital. We want to also just give the mayor a shout out, Mr. Maria Bowser, you know, our great mayor here, doing a great job. And had not been for her, we would not have this platform. So, celebrating 5 years here, the MFL is the laboratory of change. But before we get into what the MFL is doing, of course, we like to be very transparent at all times what the MFL is doing. But right now, we have Mr. Melton Williams, and I think I got it right, Walters, Mr. Melton Walters. I got that right, right, sir?
No, sir. It's Walter Milton.
Okay, Walter Milton. Had it back. Two first names. Come on now.
Yes.
And you got, absolutely. Y'all got to bear with me now because my producer in that lab, because we do not have Miss Kelsey Nelson here because she out doing so many things. But I'm a push this on, Mr. Melton, okay? Mr. Melton, introduce yourself to MFL Nation.
Yes, sir. MFL Nation, I'm honored to be here. Dr. Walter Milton, CEO of BH365, and that stands for Black History 365. Honored to talk about this major, major cause that we have that we're trying to put forth through the nation.
And absolutely. And I had an opportunity to look at the book briefly. I tried to get one at the Watkins Award we was at. And it was a great award. And if you know, for those of y'all not familiar with the Watkins Award, it's when we have scholar athletes. These young men had that 4.3 GPA and stuff. So it was a nice event that they do every year. We had it here in Washington, D.C. And I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Melton briefly, do Mr. My main man, and I always have to mention Mr. Tate, you know, and Mr. Tate will be joining us a little bit, you know, as soon as we get this rolling right now. But tell us about that book, and, you know, and I'm a big component of it because, as you know, we as people of color, we always have to listen to people talking about history, and that's their history. You know, history means that's them telling the story. Now we have an opportunity to tell our own story because who can tell the story better than we can? And right now, having Mr. Melton here, this book, I want everybody to understand because I'm going to definitely get it myself, and I'm going to be with Mr. Melton when he come up here next week, take him to the different schools. So I definitely want to look forward to meeting with you and traveling with you to the different schools up here in our nation capital. But tell everybody a little bit about you and who you are, sir, and why this book is so important.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm a former school superintendent. I was a superintendent for 14 years in the state of New York, Michigan, and also Illinois. And one thing that I saw over the course of my experience in schools, you know, especially working in schools across the country and doing a lot of work and, you know, being a former urban student myself, that many of our young people are lagging behind academically. And oftentimes they don't see themselves within the educational process and also the sphere of education. So I had an experience when I was a fourth grader that my mother and father used to always tell me that we are descendants of kings and queens. And so I went to school one day, and my teacher said, tomorrow, I'm going to teach Black history to you guys. And I really, you know, had a question for her because she was distinguishing Black history. And my mother and father would tell me about history. Automatically, our people was at the center of attention in our household. And so I go to school, I asked my mother, I said, hey, Mom, let me wear my favorite suit. Actually, it was the only suit I had. It was a suit that was too small for me, but I wanted to look professional because right. I was one of three students in a program called the MAP program, the Major Achievement Program in New York. And so I go to school the next day. I want to sit in front of the class because I think I got all the answers. My parents well equipped me on our history. So the first thing that she showed was a film strip of a so-called slave master beating an enslaved person profusely. And I was very angry. And I remember going home, you know, to my surprise, you know, ready to challenge my mother and father because they didn't tell me that, you know. And so I was embarrassed. It ushered so much shame and humiliation to me. And my mother, in her calm voice, said to me, one day you're going to be able to tell that story. And so let me fast forward. So I had a conversation with my mother, and she said, you know, you're being called for something greater than being a superintendent. And in my mind, I'm like, what's better than being a school superintendent, Mom? She said, God is calling you for something greater. She said, I may be dead and gone, but you're going to see. So ended up that week, my mother died unexpectedly.
Oh.
And it changed everything in my life. You know, everything turned upside down. So I remember going to my school board, and I was making good money at the time. I think I was about $350,000, something like that. I told them I was going to resign, you know, start my own company. And I thought that was it. So I did the company. We're very successful for some time. But I still had this aching feeling that I was missing something. And I knew that our young people needed something to catapult them in schools because they're so disconnected from the curriculum. So one night I was sleeping and I woke up in the middle of the night and I remember what happened to me in fourth grade. And I remember the beautiful sound of my mother's voice saying to me, one day you're going to be able to tell the story. And so ended up, I started writing and I started writing and I started writing. And then I contacted a good buddy of mine that I've known for some time, Joel Freeman. You know, he's very prolific in terms of our culture, our history,
right.
And he had some amazing images. So I asked him to come on board, you know, to join me, you know, in this process. And so he did. And we had 12, 16-hour days of writing, looking at things, trying to scale what photos, what images that need to go there. Oldest image, 1553. And lo and behold, as he says, you know, we were in a jar for almost 3 years of this work, came out of the jar, and I believe that we have a masterpiece, you know, our love letter to the world. And as a result of that, we have kindergarten all the way through the college level of different textbooks, a series of them, and they are beyond beautiful. You know, we start in ancient Africa, and we come all the way past George Floyd, and then we have so many updates that we provide in the textbook as well to make it relevant. We have QR codes all throughout the textbooks. You know, we have music. Jay-Z's producer, a young man by the name of Dr. Kevin K.O. Cates, did all of the music for us. So we have 40 songs that are aligned with the different chapters, you know, throughout the major book. And so our goal is to continuously make that indelible impact in the lives of so many children across this nation. We are in well over 240 school systems across the nation. I know people talk about Texas, but we're in about almost 40 schools, 43 school districts, rather, in the state of Texas. We have a number of schools in the state of Florida, believe it or not. We just partnered with West Palm Beach, one of the largest districts in the state. We're talking to Miami-Dade, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And our goal is to just continuously spreading this message. We say that this is information from K to grade because people will find out about our history that they never knew before, that we right. by far are some of the greatest people that God ever created. And so, you know, that's it in a nutshell. I know I was a little long-winded.
Oh, no problem.
But thank you for that platform.
Absolutely. Also, we understand the significance of the book. Well, not all of us, and what you're doing is bringing that. I want to kind of move a little along. You're making a trip up here to Washington, D.C. We got 3 minutes. Tell us the significance of that, bringing it to Washington, D.C. and the schools here.
Well, our goal is to make sure that we're planted in the nation's capital. I think that that would be an incredible statement. I think that many schools in the D.C. area
right.
are really poised and anxious to partner with us, and we're anxious to partner with them. So we're going to take D.C. public schools. I was there a couple of years ago, and I had an opportunity to speak with the district leadership. I spoke with a young lady by the name of Jocelyn Badgley,
okay.
and I told her that we're definitely going to circle back and try to establish our partnership. And so this is the result of that conversation. It's also the result of some incredible work that a young man by the name of Tyrone Tate
has been putting forth. That's my man, Tyrone Tate,
yeah.
absolutely. Went to Dunbar.
Yeah.
I won't hold that against him, though. I'm a clerk, but you going to our school as well. And I'm also, did not mean to cut you off. I'm excited about that and the fact that these schools, in the inner high schools particularly, get an opportunity to read and understand our history, because I'm tired of hearing history, if you know what I mean, you know. And it's
Absolutely.
Saying to you, it's his story, it's not ours. And who can tell our story better than us? So that's why I'm so excited about this. And I'm looking forward to you when you come up here again. We'll probably have you on the show again to further this discussion, because it's very important that people know. Tell people how they can get in contact to be able to get this book online, if possible.
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked me that question. We ask that you visit our website. We have a very, very amazing website. It's
okay.
very interactive. The website is B, as in black,
okay.
H, as in history, 365.org. So that's BH365.org. And I would love for you to visit the website, all of our listeners, and to please interact with some of our products. We would love for you to, purchase some of the materials that we have. Our textbook is 1,248 pages.
Wow.
It is a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. Like I said, the images are incredible. We have QR codes all throughout the book. So it's more than a book. It's definitely a way of life.
And, I definitely, Mr. Tyrone Tate told me about you. I was excited about meeting you. And, we talked briefly there at the Watkins Award dinner. But I definitely meet with as far as the Minor Football League, because we are the laboratory of change, we'd like to see how we can collaborate with you all as well and see what we can do in terms of being able to help getting these books to these places. Also, Coach, we have a coach up here from Richmond and down at the college down there. Maybe you want to ask him about the book too briefly, Coach.
Yeah, it seems just like a wonderful thing that you're doing here, and it was good that you was able to deliver on what your mother had told you earlier. Is there any particular age range that you think that kids should start out with your book?
That's a great question. Excellent question, Coach. And we start from pre-K all the way through college.
Okay.
So we have materials that's going to cover everyone. We say from K to gray.
All right.
So, there's a lot of history that we may not be aware of, that our people made an impact in this world. And with BH365, you would definitely find out things. We even tackle the history of the National Football League, the history of the NBA.
Okay.
We talk about black quarterbacks and black coaches and what that means. We have a section about HBCUs and the history of HBCUs from an athletic standpoint. We deal with the history of religion and Christianity, and we cover so many topics. We talk about the Nation of Islam and what that has been for our people. So you probably, there's probably nothing in there. You whatever you can imagine is probably in there. And if not, we are going to put it in there.
That definitely sounds exciting. I know our kids definitely need that because a lot of times they don't have the information necessary to know what it's going to take for them to also look up to heroes in the past to make themselves heroes in the future. So I thank you. I cannot wait to go on the website and check out the book.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate it. And I hope to see you when I come in that area.
Okay, Coach. Melton, you know, I'm so glad to have you and I have an opportunity to come on the show. I look forward to seeing you when you come up here to Washington, D.C., okay?
Thank you so much, brother. And you guys take care and have an outstanding day. And may God continue to bless you.
Thank you.
Peace. Bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break here. You'll listen to another edition of Inside the MFL. We'll be right back.
Experience the MFL. How can we experience the MFL? The Minor Football League. Here's information on how you can experience the MFL. The Minor Football League was established in 1993 by founder and CEO Dr. Richard D. Miles Sr., a league created for the people and by the people. To learn more on how you can experience the MFL with the MFL team in your area, visit experiencethemfl.com or go to The MFL is here. The MFL, the laboratory of change. Copyright MFL. No portion of this audio may be reproduced or re-recorded without the written permission from the Minor Football League. Visit experiencethemfl.com. This is a Mad Voice production.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the MFL. I want to continue this conversation. I have Coach Wayne Johnson from Central International College down in Richmond. So when I tell you the MFL is the laboratory of change, and you know, it's about more than football because the MFL is about beyond the field. And I have Coach Johnson here along with Mr. Tate. Mr. Tate down there in Georgia. Hey, Mr. Tate, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Dr. Miles. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm hanging in there. You know, I'm just waiting till you get up here. You know, I was talking to Mr. Milton, and I had to remind him that we tight friends, but don't remind me that you went to Dunbar, because you know we always been arch enemies and, during the football and basketball season, but after that, we family again.
Well, it's nothing personal. You know what you and I do. We just put on our chin strap and get it on, and then afterwards we be friends.
There you go. I have here Mr. Coach Wayne Johnson. Tell us about the collaboration of the MFL and what you're doing and along with the college down there. And they treated me so nice when I went down there, down in Richmond. Tell the MFL Nation about what we're doing and what you're doing.
Well, Dr. Miles, as I met you through our president, Coach Willie Bailey, the first time I met you, you was just so excited about what we were trying to do with the college down in Waverly, Virginia. And being that the Minor Football League is your baby and that you've had it established for some years now, over 30 years, and you came down, saw our vision, knew that we were going to try to serve Black youth in particular, but Black youth in particular who are kind of missing through the system of the school because they may not have done the things necessary. And you saw our vision, you was like, I want to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
And even though that, you know, minor league football, you would think have nothing to do with a brand new college getting started, you was right there for us. We have, myself and you have gotten together
numerous times
recently in a short amount of time. And the great thing about you, Dr. Miles, is when you say you're going to do something, you actually do it. So the school is definitely already thanking you way ahead of time before all of the things start to develop. But just some of the things that you said that you're going to bring to our college is already overwhelming. And we just thank you so very much.
Well, you know, I'm about education because I tell people all the time, beauty fades, dumb is forever. So you have the opportunity that you're giving young people an opportunity to go to school. That's very important, not just for academics. And you know, Mr. Tate, we big on that, right, Mr. Tate? So giving these young people an opportunity to go to school, before I bring Mr. Tate on, tell us a little bit about these kids getting the opportunity to go to school down there and play sports as well. You have basketball, football down there.
That's correct. We are a four-year religious study school. And for you to enroll in our school, all you need to have is your high school diploma or GED. There's no grade point average. There's no SAT scores necessary. A lot of our kids may not have done what they needed to do in high school, but we want to give them an opportunity to still be able to get a quality education. We're down in Waverly, Virginia, which a lot of people who's in that Richmond and Norfolk area, Waverly's kind of in the middle between Richmond and Norfolk. And what we're trying to do is give our kids an opportunity to continue not only in furthering their education, but if they also play a sport, whether football, basketball, and eventually we want to expand to all of the sports, whether it's softball, baseball, track and field, you name it. But what we're trying to do is also allow them to continue their education and yes. enjoy the sport that they have been playing as they've grown up in age.
And I know Coach, and the coaches, he's the basketball coach, and they did really well the last few years. Mr. Tate, you're big on, you got all the talent down there in Georgia. Come on, Mr. Tate.
Well, I wish I had all the talent down here, but I will say I'm proud to hear someone like Coach Johnson, you know, announcing the fact that he's, you know, certainly approaching this from a holistic point of view on both academics and athletics. And you know how I am about athletics and academics yes. because of the kids that I've worked with around the country and the guys that have gone to all of the major Power Five schools around the country in football and basketball. But nonetheless, I just love the fact that we know, and I always advocate to all the parents that sports, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, track and field, doesn't matter. Sports is nothing but an opportunity to get a free education. Forget the paycheck. Let's just get the education first, and then we'll worry about everything else later.
And great there. And you around scholar athletes, don't forget to include that, Mr. Tate. I mean, you work with a lot of kids, get a lot of kids in that walk-ins program. But what I like about a coach here, it's not just for any kids that want to get an education that fall between the cracks. Wouldn't you say, Coach?
That's exactly it. Everybody's not going to do extremely well in high school. Everybody's not going to take it seriously at first. But long as that light bulb comes on before you graduate from high school, that there's an opportunity out there. There's so many kids that need and understand that education is vital. And one thing for sure, what we all know is, because we're all a little bit older.
Yeah, he joning on me, Mr. Tate. He threw that in there. See, Shane like to hear stuff like that because everybody want to make me call out my age in a way. But, you know, I'm still 25, Coach.
Right, I got you. Well, at some point, no matter how old you are, eventually basketball, football, baseball, that ends. And what you're going to have to lean on is your education.
Right.
And so education is truly important.
Absolutely. And I tell everybody the MFL is our program beyond the field, because what happens when you no longer can play? And Mr. Tate, you work with Rhodes Scholars, and these guys went to the NFL. They end up being doctors. And, you know, to a couple of minutes, touch on that, Mr. Tate.
Well, you know, you're right, Doc Miles. We've had some kids to come through that Watkins Award. And again, I'm just proud of Coach Johnson that he would take out the time to create something to help the kids who fall through the cracks. You know, sadly, a lot of parents don't realize that they can't put all the weight on the coaches in terms of making sure that they go to classes and they do their classwork. That's something that the parent has to do, especially today's time where everything is automated, that you can follow your child through school and know exactly what grades they're making in real time. But yeah, you know, the Watkins Award is just something unique, but it allows all kids to understand that, hey, I have the potential, especially when they're exposed to the Watkins Award early. There are a lot of academic sports awards that are out here, but the Watkins Award, you know, it awards kids who are 4- and 5-star, and they got a minimum of 3.0, and most of these kids got 4.0s and above.
Right.
Truly, it's not something that is abnormal. This is normal. I mean, there are a lot of kids out here who are exceptional athletes, who are great in the classroom, but they prefer to just pursue the academics. And then you got these exceptional athletes who are not as well in the classroom, but there's no one that's pushing them, and they have no idea that there are guys out there like a Monroe who went to high school and come out and go to college, goes to a Power Five school down at Florida State, finished pre-med in 2.5 years and gets his master's in 8 months and just says, you know, I'm not entering the draft. He goes and get another master's from Oxford, comes back, play. And now mine is a neurosurgeon. I mean, there's countless other guys. You got Joshua Dobbs who, you know, he goes to the University of Tennessee as an All-American quarterback, you know, another 4.0 student. And Josh is a, as I always say, he's a rocket scientist because he majored in aeronautical engineering, was still an academic All-American, is playing in the NFL and flying planes on the side. I mean, Matt Daniels, and I stopped with him because Matt Daniels is the only student athlete who has a page in the congressional record for not only his academic credentials, but his athletic accomplishments. So you can look in the congressional record, pull up Matt Daniels, and Matt Daniels is an assistant coach with the Dallas Cowboys now. So, you know, and the stories go on and on and on, but the more the story is, as you always have said, Doc Miles, is that we're very grateful that these young men allow us to come into their lives, and their parents are the same way, and we're able to nurture those relationships to help them to move from high school to college to the real world, whether it's a professional paycheck or a paycheck from a corporation or a job that they create themselves as entrepreneurs.
And, you know, you put it so eloquently. Also, I would be remiss if I did not mention the president down there, Mr. Bailey, which Hall of Fame coach, yes. Mr. Wim Bailey. Matter of fact, he was inducted, what, a couple of years ago with Doug Williams and into the Black College Hall of Fame. You know, I would be remiss. And also, I have to mention the pastor down there doing a great job with all the land. I want you, we got 2 minutes. I want you to just tell MFL Nation, how can they get in contact with the school down there? Could you give that information out?
Yes, our website is www.goflycic.org. That's how you can contact for the school. I'm looking forward to continue to do the recruiting here in the D.C. area. I thank you, Dr. Miles, as you took me through this area about 2 weeks ago.
No problem.
I'm definitely looking for being here again and hopefully have some young men and women come down to our school from this D.C. area. My number is 804-366-6072. Give me a call. It just doesn't have to be about playing athletics, but it can also be about furthering education. Your education.
Absolutely.
We're all about helping each other because we only have one life to live, and we need to make the best of that life.
Absolutely. And then when you think about people like yourselves come, you know, and when we always say the MFL is the laboratory of change. You know, Mr. Tate, they always say the laboratory of change because we want to bring our people of color together. And it's not the Negro Leagues, don't get me wrong, but we want to give people a fair shot at this. We got 1 minute, Mr. Tate. Close me out, Mr. Tate.
Well, you know, you always talk about the MFL and the laboratory of change. It's the real change. And certainly I've always appreciated being a part of it, Dr. Miles. And one of the things I can always say, and I stop by saying that Coach Johnson is in good hands when he allows you to promote what it is that he's doing. I mean, clearly, a lot of these kids, whether they African-American or, you know, white, Latino, I'm sure that Coach Johnson, like all coaches, we just love kids. That's and, it. You know, the MFL, we just love these young men who have progressed to the point that they finished with high school, they finished with their college career, and the MFL, which, as you always say, the laboratory of change, gives them an opportunity to change their lives.
Yes, Mr. Tate, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you, Coach. I want to thank Dr. Milton. You have been listening to another edition of Inside the MFL. I'm your host, Dr. Richard Miles Sr., and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the MFL with Dr. Richard Miles Sr. For more information, visit their page on dcradio.gov.